back in December, we spoke to Jamie Flannery of Dinglesea Safari, as the business was the only Kerry nomination in the Small Firms Association National Small Business Awards 2023. Well, they headed to Dublin recently and took home the silverware, as they were highly commended in the Outstanding Small Business category. And Jamie joins me now on the line again. Jamie, good evening. You're very welcome to In Business.
Thanks so much, Mary.
Look, massive congratulations to you all in Dinglesea Safari. We spoke back in December after you were nominated for an SFA National Small Business Award, but you actually won it recently. You headed up to Dublin and you were announced as the winner.
Yeah, we were delighted to be part of the SFA National Small Business Awards. As you mentioned, I spoke to you last December when we were nominated, and I suppose that was a fantastic achievement for us to be one of the six outstanding small businesses in that category. And the programme itself is just so beneficial to all small businesses who are part of it. So not only were we part of the awards night that took place last week, but also there was a fantastic programme of events which involved Masterclass Weekend up in Athlone, where all the businesses met each other. And we were able to participate in fantastic workshops to develop our business and also learn from other businesses. And then we also had a showcase day in the RDS in February, where we were all showcasing our businesses and the judges came around. And there was also a lot of presentations from a range of business people. So it was phenomenal, really, to be part of such a great program. And we were delighted to be recognized for, I suppose, the work that's gone into not only by myself, but also my parents, who founded the company back in 2018 to establish it and also to build the business back here in Dingle. So we were delighted.
Yeah, you mentioned that the last time you were on. I suppose it's not your average awards programme, these SFA National Small Business Awards. You know, you mentioned there the masterclass, the workshops, the showcase. So even, I suppose, just being nominated, being one of those six nominated, that in itself is a great benefit to any business. But then I suppose to go ahead and win it, to know that you are the best small business in the country, that must be a great feeling for yourselves.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, we're delighted to be recognised, and it was so beneficial. I mean, you can tell that the networking and the amount of other businesses that you can meet, and everybody has their strengths as well, and everybody has different, I suppose, contributes that they were all sharing with each other throughout the couple of months. And you've made such good connections from all over the country. So yeah, we are delighted. I mean, look, it's a phenomenal and great achievement. And as you mentioned there, like, there was just so many other businesses who were involved from all over the country. And I suppose congratulations goes out to my family and my parents as well for all the work they've put in.
And you were flying the flag for Kerry because you were the only Kerry nominee throughout the whole competition.
Yeah, we were. There's a lot from Munster. There was a variety of businesses from Cork and also from Tipperary, but we were the only Kerry-based business and finalist. So I suppose even talking to them, I think I mentioned that it was just such a great programme, and I'd be absolutely advocating for any Kerry business who is involved in a variety of areas. There's a retail category, there's a food, there's exporters. So, I mean, it's not just... Our category was for businesses that were less than 5 employees, but the other categories are for businesses that are between 5 and 50 employees. And then they also have a category for new established businesses that have only been established in the last 2 years. So there's a variety of categories, and I definitely would be recommending to any small business that's in the kingdom to definitely apply, because you get so much out of the programme, and it's definitely, yeah, so beneficial.
And we're into the middle of March now. I'd imagine yourselves in Dinglesea Safari, you're getting ready for the upcoming season.
We are indeed. It's been fairly busy back here even for the last 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, from Valentine's Day on, we always say that it'll start getting busy and it won't quieten up until New Year's Eve. But I suppose we're preparing now for the season. We can see a real uptake from the American market and the US market. They're pre-planning their trips, and we can see bookings coming in already for the summer months from April on, which is brilliant to see. And also, I suppose it's just the European market's back again, and we'll have a lot of Irish. So definitely back here in Dingle, you can see that it is, yeah, it's getting busy, and we're looking forward to the season now. As I mentioned previously, we were building a new vessel, and that vessel has been completed. My father couldn't actually attend the awards night on Thursday because he was bringing the boat around from Belfast to Dingle by water. So Unfortunately, he couldn't attend, but the new vessel that we've just built with Red Bay Boats up in Belfast is an additional boat to our fleet of three existing boats. So we'll have four fast ribs that will carry people out on board, out onto the sea this summer. So yeah, it's great. We're expanding and it's great to see. And of course, like all other businesses here in Kerry, I think we need a bit of a boost from the international market, which hopefully we'll see this year.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, look, Jamie, we are going to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining me. Just a reminder again for anyone listening, Dingle Sea Safari, you're online if anyone wants to check you out.
Yeah, so we're on all socials at Dingle Sea Safari, and we also have our website www.dingleseasafari.com where you can book your tickets in advance. As I mentioned previously, like we've only 12 spaces on board each boat, so we're finding even the bookings are coming in. So if you are planning a trip back to Dingle and you want to get out with us, just pre-book ahead because with limited capacity.
Okay. Look, Jamie, thanks again for joining us and congratulations again to all of you in Dingle Sea Safari on the award.
Thanks so much, Mary.
Jamie Flannery there of Dingle Sea Safari, and congratulations again to all involved there.